This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Geraldine Hammond is a longtime Salem educator and the first Black school principal in the Salem-Keizer School District. Geraldine Collier was born in 1932 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Growing up in the wartime South, Collier experienced a world of total segregation between Blacks and whites. Even as late as 1953, when she enrolled at LSU, she represented one of the first Black students admitted to the university. In the school, Black students were required to sit in a separate section of the dining hall and at the back of lecture halls and classrooms. She eventually transferred to the smaller Dillard University, where she graduated. After graduating, Geraldine Collier, now known by her married name, Geraldine Hammond, decided to become a teacher. She moved to Portland in 1958, where she found work as an elementary school teacher. Her immediate work included coordinating the district's first attempts at desegregation. The work was disheartening, as Hammond saw firsthand how severely Black students' education had been neglected. To add insult to injury, she experienced racism herself from fellow teachers, who used racial slurs and suggested she should not be teaching white children. As she worked as a teacher, Hammond also attended classes. She would eventually earn two master's degrees, one from Portland State University and another from University of Oregon. In the mid-1970s, Hammond became principal of Portland's Woodlawn Elementary. But in 1976, she moved to Salem, where she became principal of Rosedale Elementary. This selection made Hammond the district's first Black school principal. She would go on to lead Salem's Pringle Elementary as well. Hammond was tasked not only with her duties as a principal, but also in helping the Salem-Keizer School District establish standards for supporting students of color. Beginning in 1984, Hammond served as special programs coordinator for the district, wherein she provided cultural awareness training to staff. She also supervised a district program for homeless and neglected children. In the late 1980s, Hammond became the district's first coordinator of multicultural programs. In the 1990s, Hammond served as a member of Salem's Community Coalition for Diversity and its Human Rights Committee, and coordinated the city's new annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations. In 1994, Governor Barbara Roberts tapped Hammond to serve on the Governor's Summit for a Hate-Free Oregon. In 2001, as a testament to her decades of education work in Oregon, Salem named a new elementary school for Hammond. Geraldine Hammond still lives in Salem today. The Register is a co-production